So glad you're here. KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
UDOT will start construction on a $466 million project to build a freeway connection on the Mountain View Corridor between Lehigh and the south end of Salt Lake County. I'm KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
Second, we're just a few hours from the WNBA draft. Alyssa Peely, a Lady Ute, is expected to be a first-round pick. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, traffic is starting to fill in and slow down southbound I-15 from Murray to 90th South in Sandy. And we're in the final cleanup stages of the earlier accident on Highway 6 in Spanish Fork by the windmills that had been affecting traffic in both directions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running 20 to 30 degrees cooler than what we saw over the weekend today with rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Well, it's 47 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. After several unsuccessful attempts to delay the proceedings, the New York hush money trial of Donald Trump began today with jury selection.
Scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried.
The former president telling reporters outside the court that he should be on the campaign trail, not in a courtroom. House Republicans meet tonight to discuss how to provide more aid to Israel after Iran's aerial attack over the weekend. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer for the movie Rust, was sentenced to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The deadline for most people to file their federal income tax returns is midnight tonight. John Sterling, the legendary play-by-play voice of the New York Yankees, is retiring after 36 seasons at the age of 85. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL, coming up in just a moment. 47 degrees now, the KSL in-depth. Natalie Klein, the State Board of Ed member, is now a lame duck. The Salt Lake County GOP delegates rejected the controversial school board member. And joining us live, KSL at Night co-host Taylor Morgan. Taylor, Klein was on social media after the vote, charging the convention is corrupt.
Oh, Jeff, the irony of Natalie Klein complaining about the caucus convention path being corrupt. Listen, this was a clear demonstration of when the caucus convention path can work. Now, to be fair, being transparent, as executive director of Count My Vote, I'm the guy that helped put the signature path to the ballot so candidates could get around the caucus convention path because, frankly, historically that path has been dominated by some rather fringe radical folks, right?
Okay, but in this case, she charges it was people working, I think, in the South Jordan school system.
Yeah, well, she represents now, to the end of her term, State School Board District 9, which is primarily, we're talking Harriman, Riverton, South Jordan, Jordan School District. Well, Jeff, when she refused to resign after the trouble that she got in after shaming a child on social media, there were quite a few educators and parents that all got together that are predominantly in that Jordan School District. They came together and said, we have to go to caucus. We have to get elected as county delegates so that we can make sure Natalie Klein does not become the Republican Party nominee.
Okay, so how is that corruption? People who wanted to be delegates became delegates.
It is exactly how the process is supposed to work, Jeff. It's just as one of those incidents of, you know, it's good for me, but not for thee, right? Natalie Klein is complaining about people getting involved in the very process that elected her in the first place. Frankly, just another reason why she should have resigned yesterday.
Is she done, or does she still have some support within the party?
Well, she does have a very small fringe group of supporters. There are some other candidates at convention that will be in primary elections who were Natalie Klein supporters. But ultimately, it has become clear to Republican voters that she does not have support in the broader party.
Okay. Enough Natalie Klein. Let's talk about the rest of the county conventions. Were there any surprises around the state?
Well, we saw the Salt Lake County Republican nomination for the mayor's race. That is a race that is potentially very interesting going into November. Democrat Jenny Wilson is potentially vulnerable in a presidential cycle, and Republican candidate Aaron Ryder secured the party's nomination outright at convention on Saturday with nearly 80% of the vote there at the Salt Lake County Republican Convention. So she does not have a primary and now is going right into November to face Jenny Wilson.
How do the votes line up in Salt Lake County? I know in the city it leans Democratic, but what about the county?
Well, this is where it gets interesting in this race, Jeff. The majority of voters in Salt Lake County are actually Republicans. The highest number of voters are Republicans, about 42%. Democrats throughout Salt Lake County only number about 21% of registered voters in Salt Lake County. About 30% are unaffiliated. Typically, many of those unaffiliated voters have leaned to vote Democratic. However, in a presidential election, that can often be turned to be Republican votes.
So what you're saying is it's going to be an interesting race.
It will be. It will be competitive. It will be interesting.
And you're going to be back at 7 o'clock tonight, I hope?
I will be on tonight. We have a great show.
KSL at night, 7 p.m.